You have reached Mercy Roadside Assistance. My name is Taylor. Are you currently need a roadside assistance?
I've been waiting outside with my granddaughter in the heat for 5 hours for someone to come and help me.
Yes, ma'am. And what's your phone number so I can pull up your ticket?
And my baby has Down syndrome. This is so fucked up. 408-500-6718. Her bottle's in the car. Her diapers are in the car. This is fucking crazy. And I'm an insurance agent. I placed myself in Mercury Insurance. This is crazy. I am like, I can't believe it. I'm in shock.
Okay. So it was dispatched. I'm trying to see.
At 3 something. Why?
Yeah, it was dispatched at 3 and they never came. Did you call and they didn't answer?
They never come. I've talked to somebody 4 times.
And they just never came?
They never came. Oh, they're on the way. Oh, they're in traffic. Oh, they'll be in. Oh, my God. My baby's going to get sick.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to give them a call. I'm just if they're still saying at this point, I'm going to have to redispatch you a different provider if they're not even coming. So I'm going to get you a different provider and get you somebody sent out there to you for your lockout service.
Do you guys not check? Do you guys not have a log you can check to make sure that they come
out?
Oh,
no, ma'am.
You guys
no,
just,
ma'am.
You guys just hope that they come and then that's it? Like, you guys don't, you call someone out and then you leave it at that?
Yes, ma'am. We send them out, do the dispatch. If they don't arrive, if you
they
do call in and let us know, oh, no, ma'am. So if they don't arrive to the service and you let us know, and then we'll cancel it and get you sent somebody else out. Because if they don't ever come within the 10 minutes after they're dispatched, you're supposed to re-dispatch somebody, usually.
Okay, but how am I supposed to know that? I've already talked to somebody 4 times. I talked to somebody when they were 2.5 hours late and they hadn't been here. No one offered to give me to why wouldn't someone just do that?
Unfortunately,
I mean, come on.
I'm not sure, ma'am. I wasn't that person, so all I can do is do my part and get you somebody else.
No one there is doing their part, obviously. There's a freaking Down syndrome baby out here that's in the heat for 5 hours and no bottle and no freaking diapers. I have no money to even walk to the store to get anything. Everything's in my car. My phone's about to die any minute.
Yes, ma'am, I completely understand. So I'm going to get you redispatched, okay?
Well, yeah, I guess. I'm going to say no.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I hope you have a safe day.
So what, you like to hang up now and just hope that they'll be here?
Yes, ma'am. You're going to get, I'm going to send you another provider, and then it's going to be to get you a redispatch for a different service. For the same service, but a different provider. Taylor.
Okay, what is your name? Taylor?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hope you have a safe day.